Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. You can buy me a boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Yes, you guessed it. It's time for Boat Smart on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we'll be talking boats this morning, so put the number down right now in case you have a question. 850-437-1620. So it's going to be a little different this morning because y'all are so used to hearing from Stefan Schmidt, who is our Marine Services instructor at the George Stone Technical College. And he is apparently in South Florida today. So we have two students that have joined us. We have Emery Linville and Jackson Choron. Did I say that right?
Yes,
good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I love it. Okay. So Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. They're located at 5621 Bower Road in Pensacola. Here's their phone number, 850-492-0487. You can look up products and get more information in case you're in the process now of getting that boat down and checking it out and getting it ready for spring at www.keymarinecenter.com. So you can check the website for engine stock and special deals, and you can also check out their Facebook site because they do updates on the hour, they do project pictures, and then they have general updates and announcements there. Some good news, Mercury and Yamaha are both offering extended warranty promotions right now, and you can also find that information on the site. So Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki repower center, and they specialize in services and repairs on Merc Cruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. So definitely check them out on Facebook. So as the sponsor of the show, typically we have Stefan in here. He's a Marine Services instructor at George Stone Technical College, and he's out on vacation today, I suspect on a little Valentine's trip perhaps. So I've got these two young gentlemen in here with me for Valentine's. Y'all made my day. And so tell me a little bit about what you do. You're both students now. You study with Stefan?
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me a little bit about his class and what you're studying right now. Are you both in the same class? Or tell me about it. I don't know very much about it.
So we started in August of last year, 2024.
Uh-huh.
And basically, you just start learning basics of boats. Then about a month or two in, you start working on boats. And then you just develop from there, for real.
Was this something that you always wanted to do, Jackson? Or did this come to you kind of as a surprise? Or how did you get into the class?
Well, I actually didn't have intentions on taking this class at all.
Okay, I love those stories.
At, George Stone for cybersecurity, and it didn't go well. So I changed. And at first, I didn't like it. But as it developed and I started learning a little bit, then I started loving it. And now we're here.
That's awesome. Well, what about you?
I came into the class pretty much to learn more based off of what I already did know.
Uh-huh. When did you start, Emery?
Jackson.
I'm sorry, Jackson. I got all confused. I'm sorry, Jackson.
I started August of 24 along with Emery.
Uh-huh.
We were pretty much project partners from the start from there. And, I mean, as long as you stay on topic and everything rolls smooth, then you're good to go.
So what does that mean, project partners?
Whenever we have boats or motors come in to the shop itself, Stefan will usually separate us up, or our project advisor will separate us up and put us on projects. And sometimes you get designated certain people, or you just get randomly picked for it.
Okay. So you don't have a whole lot of say in who you work with necessarily, or do you get to pick your partner ever?
You can pick, but he usually picks for you.
I'm not surprised. Okay, so tell me about the class and the structure and how it all works.
So pretty much how the class works, in the beginning, you'll start off with all your basics, the basic rundown, how the shop runs, where all the parts and tools are at, and how exactly he wants things run and taken care of in the shop. From there, around week two-ish, you'll start finishing up all your computer work inside, and then you'll start to go outside to work on your basic electronics. When it comes down to wiring for battery switches, float switches for bilge pumps and whatnot from there. And then whenever he thinks you're ready enough, he'll put you on a project, either as a group as your class that you came in with, or he'll throw you in the mix with some older students. That way they can help you guide through it and whatnot. But pretty much from there, after that, once he thinks you have the ropes enough, he'll just throw you in together as one and just let you work on it on your own or with a partner.
Interesting. So I've heard that y'all got a new engine recently.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me a little bit about that. That was a gift, I understand, right?
Yes, ma'am.
With about a $50,000 value, from what I hear.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it a 450 or a 425?
Guys, got to get in the microphone there. They're talking. Stay on the mic. It's okay. You can discuss that, right?
We got a brand new XTO from Yamaha.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely a lot bigger than everything that we have there in the shop.
Is that exciting for you now to do something, a bigger engine?
Yes, ma'am. There are some parts that need to be somewhat fixed on it before we can do all of our tests and whatnot with it. But overall, it's a very big, nice gift that we were given.
Excellent.
Very nice gift.
That's excellent. Well, yeah, because you need that hands-on experience from a current model. I mean, it's great to work on the old ones, but getting something more current probably is a real gift.
Yes, ma'am.
For you. So when you're working on these things and you're in class, do you ever get a chance to go outside? Are you ever on the boats themselves in the water?
We don't typically take them anywhere to ride them. We're just primarily there to fix them or see what's wrong with them.
Okay.
If you can fix them.
Gotcha. What are some of the things that you're learning now in terms of people getting ready for spring and what they have to do to get their boats ready? Have they talked a little bit about that yet?
A lot that I've picked up so far is a lot of people put maintenance off to the last point. So,
no, shocker. Till the day before they want to go in the water, is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
That's probably not good.
Not at all.
So what do we need to be doing? What should we look out for?
Basic corrosion, make sure you're oil and everything, 100-hour services and all that are up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Just check all your little things. Little things can cause big problems in the future.
Absolutely.
So, and don't wait to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
Get them done when they need to be done.
Well, yeah, and we've got places like Key Marine that you can take your boat there, and they will do an inspection and check it out for you. And then when y'all are now learning all these skills, do you have some idea of what you want to do when you graduate?
So at first, I was just going to do it as a hobby, but I can see myself working under, like, somebody for their business or maybe starting my own business.
That'd be awesome. In boat repair of some kind or that field?
Yes, ma'am.
That sounds great. What about you, Jackson?
So I pretty much grew up around boats, doing boat work and whatnot, but I could definitely see myself opening up my own business or shop in the future from
this.
That's
fantastic.
I love working on boats, so as long as you love doing what you're doing, it's not really work at the end of the day.
That is the truth. Absolutely. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Friday, and we are boat smart this half hour. So if you have any questions about boats, you can test the students here and see what they know. Would love to get some questions about boat. They just looked at each other like, oh, my God. So just go ahead and text in a question, if you would, at 850-437-1620. We're talking with Jackson and Emery, who are both students with Stefan Schmidt at Georgetown Technical College. And he does a super job with his students, very passionate about what he does. We can always tell when he's here on Fridays, talks a lot about his students and what they're learning. So it's great to have two of his students in the studio here with us this morning. So what's your favorite thing about the class? When you come into class and they say, we're going to do this, and you go, ugh, yuck, I don't want to do that today. But you come into class and they say, we're going to do this, and you go, oh, cool, that's what I want to learn.
Well, some things that I don't like would probably be like when you would fix something and you get the motor running, but then there's something else.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I like the aspect of finding and fixing problems. So it's like a, I don't know. It's just some days it's good, some days it's bad.
Doesn't it feel good when you go in there and you sort of identify what the problem is and then you're actually able to fix it? That must be the best feeling in the world.
Yes, ma'am.
I would love that because I don't know anything about boats or cars. So I'm totally lost. So it must feel really good to go in there and fix it.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's empowering when you learn how to do something and it you learn is. How to do it well. And then when you realize that once you've learned that skill, you can take that skill and help somebody else with it. And then our lives become not just making money on fixing the boats, but it's also about service, and it's about being of service to others. So you're learning these skills that are going to really broaden your perspective, and you're going to meet all kinds of people you might never meet. So it's not going to be boring. It wouldn't be a boring career at all because you'll constantly have people you like to work with, people you don't like to work with. You'll get the gamut for sure. So what about you? Which class do you like the most?
There's not really a point of the class that I dislike or like really the most, mm-hmm. to so say, but I definitely say hands-on work, actually working on the motors, figuring out the problems, and fixing the problems is definitely at the top of the list. Towards the dislike side, I mean, not everybody loves to do computer work.
No, so I wouldn't be one of those.
That's my downfall on it. But
well, the thing is, though, is things have changed since when I first was on a boat. That's for sure. And so much of it now, you have to plug in the computer and do the computer testing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So is that part of one of the things I understand about this new engine you just got from Yamaha is giving you that opportunity, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So how does that work?
In all honesty, I haven't gotten that far into the new motor.
You're just getting started on it? Okay.
Yeah. So
I didn't mean to stump you, but okay.
We will be breaking the ice on that shortly.
Excellent. Yes, excellent. But yeah, you got to be, I don't even know how you keep up. Technology's changing so quickly. I mean, month to month, not just year to year. And with boats, it's just not the same. Just like cars.
Yeah.
I actually remember, Dave, where you put the key in the car. They're looking at me like, what are you talking about? You have the key in the car, in the ignition. We don't do that anymore. And so certainly with boats, a lot of that has changed. So do you have a preference of working on the small engines or big engines, or what are the things that you kind of enjoy?
Smaller engines typically have smaller issues. Bigger engines typically have bigger issues.
That's profound.
I don't really mind Either of them.
Mm-hmm. That's a very profound statement. Smaller engines have smaller issues. Bigger engines have bigger issues. That's kind of a statement for life in my book.
Yes, ma'am.
For sure. It doesn't really matter if it's about boats. Good for you. What about you?
Yeah, I'd say, all motors have their ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Different brands have different qualities and aspects in them. But I honestly prefer working on bigger engines.
Mm-hmm.
Just bigger parts. Yes, they might be more expensive and heavier to replace, but at the end of the day, to me, bigger engines are just a little bit easier than smaller ones.
Well, probably just even accessing the parts would be easier, right?
Yeah.
So when you're doing the work on this stuff, is it primarily recreational boating, or do you ever work on like maybe something like the bigger engines, that kind of thing, or is that something that would happen down the road?
Most of our classes, pretty much all recreational boaters, not usually people that run them out as hard as they want to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
So majority of our customers are pretty much just the average boater, maybe run the boat like 100 hours a year.
Right,
max.
Right.
And then they pretty much just sit. So they sit there all during the spring or the winter and fall time, and mm-hmm. they pull it out during the spring and summer, and then it gets put back up.
Yep, that's true.
So
right now is the time folks are getting their boats out, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So this is the time to get it fixed and checked. Any advice there? I mean, if you had a boat and you had got a new boat last year, you took it out on the water all summer long, then you put it up for winter, and now you're about to get it back down again out of the garage, uncovering the tarp that's over it. What do you need to look at first?
First off, I'd do a whole oil change all the way through.
There you go.
Boat. Check all the connections, corrosion, rust, and whatnot. And then other than that, make sure all your spots are sealed.
Now, when you say spots are sealed, what do you mean by that?
Like around drain scuppets. Mm-hmm. That way water can't get in, damage fiberglass, and also
And that's on the main body of the boat?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
So you're talking to someone that doesn't know a thing about boats. So when you throw out scuppets and just kind of, you know, I have no idea what you're talking about. So you have to, you know, explain.
Yes, ma'am.
Teach me what I don't know, right?
And other than that, just make sure all your electronics are updated. Seems like they come out with a new update almost every year for them.
Oh, so no doubt. Yeah.
Between your chart plots and whatnot, mm-hmm. there's always an update for it.
Okay. That's good to know. Did you have anything to add to that, Emery, as far as getting your boat out and checking it out?
Nailed it with a hammer.
There you go. Good for you. You're listening to Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This is Boat Smart. We have in the house two students from George Stone Technical College. We've got Jackson and Emery here. So we really appreciate them coming in this morning while Stefan is having a wild time in South Florida, I think, but we don't know for sure. So shout out to you guys because I heard you might be listening this morning. So we hope you're enjoying your time off. And we are talking about boats. So if you do have a question, test these guys. You know, they're in the process of marine service instruction right now, and maybe they can help you out. Text a question in at 850-437-1620. So you start in August. How long does it take you to get certified or qualified to eventually get hired by somebody and or start your own place? And you have to work for someone first before you start your own place? Or how long does this process take to become a marine services person?
It's basically up to you, whatever you want to do and when you want to do it. You just have to be ready.
You started in August a year ago or just this past August?
Just this past August.
So how long from that starting point till you sort of graduate or do you get certified or certification?
Well, how it works is you go through a series of OCPs,
mm-hmm.
and there's like 300 hours for the first one, 150 for the next one, 300 for the next one.
And what's an OCP?
It's like modules that teach you there's A through F. Mm-hmm. A teaches you like the basics, which you need to learn.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then B is more advanced, C is more advanced, and et cetera.
Okay, very good. So you go through that process. You have to earn a certain number of hours.
Yes, ma'am.
Complete the modules. And then what happens?
You can either go co-op, which is you stop showing up to school
mm-hmm.
and you go to work for somebody, but get school hours for it and get paid.
Oh, that's great.
Or you could just graduate and then go seek a job afterwards.
Okay. And typically, I'm assuming there's great connections of people that need you.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I would imagine with this community in particular, since we're on the water, that they would need, you know, people that can come in and help.
Yes, ma'am.
So have you done that yourself, Jackson, or where are you in the process?
Me and him are in the same spot in class right now.
Uh-huh.
But
he's a little more advanced than me.
Oh, okay.
I came in the class not knowing a thing.
Gotcha. So you had kind of dabbled with it before, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's helpful. And do you find that it's helpful that you guys teach each other?
Yes,
ma'am. Very helpful.
Yeah, because that's hard sometimes.
It is.
So what's most challenging about class, do you think? So we're getting away from what you like and don't like, but maybe you might like it, but it's challenging.
I feel like a challenging aspect of the class is just staying on task.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of have to if you want to be successful in it.
Sure.
But other than that, then it's just everything else is pretty smooth.
Yeah, you can't let yourself get distracted.
You cannot.
In the middle. That makes perfect sense. So then as far as your graduation, so then once you graduate, do you get a certificate when you complete this program?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's good. So that's kind of an in-hand qualification for someone that's looking for a person to help them with marine services. They know that you've got the training. They know that you've had some practical hours on site, possibly if you've co-opted for a while. So you're really being set up for success by George Stone Technical College. I mean, this is an outstanding program. I know from just having talked with Stefan the last couple of months on the show, you may not know it, but he raves about y'all. He talks about his students. He has a real passion for it. I don't know how he is in class. I'm guess, you know, I'm wondering. Look at these two laughing. I don't know how he is in class because I suspect he may be pretty tough on you and asking for a little bit of perfection, perhaps, on what you do. Do you like that? Look at their faces. Oh, I wish we were on TV right now. See their little faces. You can see what. Okay. You can answer the question. How is Stefan as a teacher? This is your chance, guys, to get brownie points. I'm setting you up for success here.
He's not a bad teacher at
there
all.
There you go. I'm trying to help you out.
I mean, he's
like a father figure.
Okay.
He makes sure everyone's successful. you also can't help people that don't want to be helped.
That's right.
So.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
You got to want the help.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that's probably one of the highest compliments you can get, is to be a father figure for young people that are in the process right now of navigating this crazy world. And it's hard to find a place in the world, right? And we need people in all kinds of professions. That's what's so beautiful about, you know, it's one thing about getting a college degree and all that. There's certainly value in that. But to me, the value of a technical college where you literally graduate and have a job and you've got skills that you can offer to the community, that's huge. That's very special. So you may not even realize yet just how special you are as students.
Yeah, he's a very straightforward person. Mm-hmm. He definitely doesn't sugarcoat things, but
at all.
That's the best part about him, is if you sugarcoat things, then the point don't come across.
Mm-hmm.
And when the point doesn't come across, then little mishaps happen that may turn into bigger mishaps. But
well, yeah, when it's interesting when you're with each other, you're learning from each other, and then you're teaching each other. So you have the main, he strikes me kind of like a coach.
Yes, ma'am.
Like a football coach, kind of.
He definitely is. Working with a class with such a wide variety of people that are in different levels and aspects of mm-hmm. what we're doing, it definitely helps with having him to guide them and guide us at the same time. And then the older people in the class also help guide us that have been in the course a lot longer.
Which is great. It's really great. Well, congratulations to you both. I think it's really exciting what you're doing and the careers that you're embarking on.
Thank you. I really
appreciate you coming in this morning to talk to us today. And this is Boat Smart on Pep Talk. And it just a couple minutes left, 850-437-1620. Anything you want to say to kind of wrap things up this morning? Anything about your class and where you're headed as we come into spring? Do you know what's coming next in class? Have you got any idea, or did he just surprise you?
As far as knowing what's next, you kind of don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just kind of have to show up. Somebody might tell you to do something, do it. A boat might come in. You might get assigned to a boat. Check it out.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's a different, every day's different.
Well, that's kind of exciting then. So you really don't know what to expect.
At all.
So if someone wanted to do what you're doing and take these classes, how did you guys get in the classes? What do they have to do? Did you just call Georgetown Technical College, or how did that work, your process of getting in the class?
I pretty much just walked in there, talked to a counselor, and asked her what courses were open. I knew which course I wanted to do right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
There is a wait list for the class.
Oh, there is.
Have to be put
okay.
on.
So don't, if you're thinking about it, don't hesitate.
Luckily, I got on there before the wait list started.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I ended up in there.
Good for you. Okay, that's good to know. So if you are interested in the class, you can go online to georgestonecollege.edu. That's where you can get more information about the classes. And as the guys say, if you're interested in the Marine Services, you're not going to want to wait around to do this. You need to go ahead and get on that wait list so you can get in the next classes.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have to be ready.
Okay, so what does that involve for you? Because you said you didn't know much about it.
I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before the class, I didn't even use tools.
Wow. Okay. And so now you said when you got to be ready, you got to be ready to work.
You got to be prepared for anything.
Okay.
And everything.
I think that's great. Great advice. Okay. So we've been talking this morning with Jackson Choron and Emery Linville. They're both students with Stefan Schmidt, who's typically our host here at the Boat Smart on Pensacola's expert panel. If you're interested in one of the classes, you can go to georgestonecollege.edu. We always want to thank our sponsor of the show, Key Marine Center. Now is the time to get that boat checked out as we head into the spring, and we get a little cold weather this weekend, and I think it's going to be beautiful after that. You can go to keymarinecenter.com. They're located on Bower Road, 850-492-0487. Jackson, Emery, thanks for coming in this morning. You did great.
Thanks for having us.